Welcome to Independent Presbyterian Church on this glorious Sunday morning. It's so great to see all of you here. Was there a game yesterday? Some of you look really happy and some of you look pretty sad. Well, we come to church for all kinds of reasons. Some come to praise and thank God. Some come because they need sustenance and support. We're all here this morning. And we're glad that you're here because we are celebrating Christ the King Sunday today. It's the very end of the Pentecost season, a really long season that starts back in May and comes right up to today. And next week we begin the season of Advent. So this is the transition between Pentecost and Advent. It's a wonderful season. And we are going to sing some hymns today. We always have a hymn festival as part of Christ the King Sunday. So I want to make a suggestion. Every Sunday I look out and I see some people who never sing hymns at all. And that's okay. Maybe you don't want to be heard singing, so I understand that. But what I want to suggest this morning is if you don't sing, which is all right, please open the hymnal and look at the text and at least read the words, because the hymnal is a treasure house. It's a thesaurus of theological meaning for our lives. And the words are really very well chosen by these hymn writers. So this morning, when we sing the hymns, if you're not singing, please look at the hymns and have your own silent reflection. The second thing is, this afternoon, we finish our organ recital series. A marvelous organist, Jonathan Ryan, who is the organist at St. Michael and All Angels, one of the largest Episcopal churches in the country in Dallas. I know this church very well, and this is a fabulous organist who will be playing at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Third thing is, there is a way to offer contributions. Look out behind you there. For the Giving Tree, and Roger McCullough is in the parlor, and he will be helping you make contributions to various agencies and institutes that need our help. And finally, today is the last day of being able to purchase fruit that helps the choir, and also some fruit helps the community ministries as well. Elizabeth's out here because she has three more announcements that she's going to offer. Four more announcements. Go for it.
I'll be quick. Wanted to let you know that you can buy your Holiday House tickets out in the parlor this morning. They'll be out there after the service. Those are also available online. Holiday House is 2 weeks from right now, and you won't want to miss that annual tradition. We also still have some volunteer slots, both at the houses and for parking. So speak to the ladies at the table, and they will be sure to get you plugged into that huge, it's really a church-wide effort to make this happen, and one of the biggest things we do in the community. So please let us help you find a way to plug in. Also wanted to let you know that on Tuesday at 11:30 this week, we have our annual Presbyterian Women Holiday Lunch. It is not too late to make a reservation, but please do it today so that we have a place for you. We would love for you to join us for that wonderful holiday tradition. Neely Butler, who is a wedding planner and the daughter-in-law of Trigger Butler, is going to be with us as our speaker. So please, if you haven't made your plans to come to that, we would love to have you there. Two things are happening next Sunday that you also need to know about. Jeff Leonard, who has been our beloved Sunday school teacher in our adult Sunday school class in the summers, is going to be here next week in Highland Hall doing a lecture on how the infancy narratives of the New Testament are influenced by Old Testament prophecy. And we have the Advent workshop next Sunday afternoon at 4:30. Five announcements. If you haven't yet signed the worship register, please take a minute to write down your name, particularly if you're visiting with us. We would love to know that you're here so that we can welcome you more personally to IPC. Whew. Let us worship God together.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Sing to the Lord a new song. Let us be glad in our Maker and rejoice in the presence of our King. Let the faithful exult in glory and sing for joy. Praise the Father, through the Son, in the power of the Spirit. Let us worship the Lord. Join me now in prayer. Holy One, we dare to call you Lord, but yield to you only in the midst of our lives. You have nowhere to lay your head. We surround ourselves with comfort. We expect to serve you with what remains. We have indulged our desires. Forgive our greed, our lack of trust, our desire. In your abundant mercy, teach us what it means to follow, even when the cost is great. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel.
In Jesus Christ,
the peace of the Lord Christ be with you.
And also
let us stand and share the peace of Christ with one another. May be seated. One note about the service today. You'll see at the beginning of most every section, there is a portion of the creed printed there, which is a unison reading. We will not announce that every time we come to that portion of the service, so we just ask that you join in when it's appropriate. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. A reading from the book of Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot, and you ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. You set the earth on its foundations so that it shall never be shaken. You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they flee. At the sound of your thunder, they take to flight. They rose up to the mountains and ran down to the valleys, to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. Here ends the reading.
Thank you.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary. Hear these words from the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Here ends this reading.
Thank you.
Two readings now from the Gospels about the life of Jesus. This is Luke, beginning at chapter 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then they said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." And a reading from Matthew's Gospel. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Here ends the reading.
Thank you. Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. A reading from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here ends the reading.
The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Hear this reading from the Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and she said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, and not lying with the linen wrappings, but pulled up in a piece by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw, and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Here ends this reading.
Thank you. I believe in the Holy Ghost. A reading now from the book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Here ends the reading.
I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Here ends the reading. Friends, having rehearsed the story of our salvation, let us now return to God a portion of what God has so graciously given to us as we present to God our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Risen and ascended Jesus, we give you thanks for the many blessings you have given to us, which we have celebrated these past few days. Give us the courage to be bold and faithful in our giving, that these gifts which we offer you now might bless those in need and reveal your love, both here in our midst and to the ends of the earth. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, you are Lord of every time and every place and every season. You are Lord of all, and also Lord of our very own lives. As we contemplate what the coming of your kingdom might mean, help us to imagine a world redeemed and reordered by you. A world where earth's and human resources are graciously stewarded. A world where food and shelter, education, security, and hope are available to all. A world where people live peaceably with one another, with peace in homes and in communities, and peace across lines of race, creed, and ideology. A world where violence is no more, and power and influence are used for your purposes, not to exploit or to serve the desires of individuals. O God, we know the healing of the world is not up to us, but let us work as if it were. Let us take seriously the idea that you care very much how we spend our time on earth. Let us ground our lives in your great story. In this season of gratitude, we do indeed give thanks. Give thanks for feasting and for friends and for family, for all of the goodness and beauty of this world. We give thanks for your call and claim on us and for the hope that we have in you. We give you thanks for the power of your word and worship, and the ways in which these shape us. And, O God, as we move into this season of Advent now, we see before us and beyond us a world very much in need of redeeming. God, we pray that you would send your Spirit to the places where people are crying out most for the coming of your kingdom. Tend to the broken places in the world and in our very own lives. Be with those who suffer, those who grieve, those who are ill, those who are troubled. Be with those for whom this is a lonely season, and guide us to care for those in our midst who suffer. O God, we pray that your kingdom will come and that your will be done. And hear us now as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life. And to the fellowship of the citizens of heaven, may the King of Kings bring us all. Amen.